Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Despite an energy shock, rising costs, geopolitical threats, rising inflation and probably rate hikes, 83% of Irish SMEs are still optimistic about the year ahead and plan to invest more. That's the somewhat surprising view of the latest confidence tracker from BB Financial Services. It's not all positivity, though. 55% of those companies polled said that a supplier of theirs had gone bust over the past 6 months, and half said that rising overheads were their primary concern. Mark O'Rourke is the MD of BB Financial Services and is with us now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Joe.
Remind us what BB Financial Services does.
Yeah, so BB Financial Services, we're an invoice discounting funder. So what we do is actually we fund SMEs right across the island of Ireland. We've actually been physically present in Ireland since 2006. So actually next month we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary funding Irish SMEs.
So you help them pay invoices earlier?
No, what we do is we actually fund their invoices. So if you think that business is one of the biggest assets that they actually have on their books is their receivables. And while they might wait 30, 60, 90 days to be paid by their customers for those invoices,
they need that cash.
Exactly. So what we do is we free up that cash on day one, up to 90% of that to allow them utilize it for cash flow purposes, whether that's for growth. So if you've got a company that's growing quite fast, have the sales, but obviously the cash isn't coming in probably as quickly as they're growing. Mm. So what an invoice discounting facility allows them to do is actually have access to the cash so they can pay their suppliers and therefore enable them to continue to fund their growth.
And what rates do you charge?
So we're funded by the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland.
Which
so
is state-backed?
It's European. And so actually our rates are very competitive, actually. Thanks to the SBCI, we pass on what's known as a financial advantage. So, you know, there's no one figure, but you would be looking at between 3 to 4% plus 6 months Euribor is the base rate.
On top of Euribor.
On top of Euribor, yeah.
Okay. Now, who did you poll for this?
We polled SMEs basically across the company. So we ourselves didn't do it. We Yeah, research company did it. So 250 SMEs across the country, across a multiple of sectors, across a wide bandwidth of turnover.
After the war started?
Just after the war started, so which was the 28th of February from memory. So the actual survey itself was run from the 11th to the 21st of March. Mm.
Okay. Now, I mentioned the headline number. They seem quite optimistic. If they were polled in the middle of what was emerging to be an energy shock, they seem quite optimistic.
I think, you know, yes, there's optimism there from, you know, from the stat that's produced there. But I think it's balanced with reality as well. And SMEs are obviously acutely aware of the cost pressures. I think that there was pressures before the war. They're certainly being exacerbated by the war in terms of, you know, fuel and look, stuff that we're all seeing ourselves in our own personal lives. So I think, you know, both things can be true at the same time. And I was actually in Donegal and Derry on Wednesday and Thursday meeting a number of SMEs talking to them, and I'd have kind of anticipated, Joe, to be fair, that you might have picked up on the, you know, the optimism side of the survey. And you know it's really, what's the alternative, you know, for SMEs? You know, they've
they could be pessimistic, let's be honest. So what's the kind of feedback you got face to face in the Northwest?
Yeah, it's tough, right? It's tough for SMEs. They're failing the costs. You know, I think, you know, and, you know, there's other parts of the survey as well where it would say that they're passing on, you know, some of those costs as well, as in there's increased prices. But, you know, they're passing on as much as they can pass on, because they're also aware that customers There's a finite amount that you can actually pass on to customers as well, because your customers are feeling the pain as well.
So, and they may not be able to afford it.
Exactly, you know, and if they have other alternatives, maybe, you know, that they might look elsewhere. So it's, you know, the skill of an SME owner trying to balance all these things. And I suppose the investment stat is also interesting in the survey with regards to, you know, that SMEs continue to invest, but it's actually where they're investing now rather than this.
Where are they investing?
Well, they're investing in their people, I think, you know, is a big part of upskilling their existing colleagues and staff members. You know, they're investing in technology, and I think, you know, really where that comes to is how can they be as effective and efficient as possible with what they actually currently have with regards to an overhead. Mm-hmm. So how can we actually do more with the same? Therefore, you know, reducing your cost base will then create that gap towards the profitability.
One thing that struck me in your survey, and I mentioned on the outset, is that more than half of SMEs that you polled, one of their suppliers in the supply chain had gone bust in the previous 6 months.
Yeah, certainly that's what the survey said. And I think it's an unfortunate reality, has always been a reality of doing businesses, that there is, that there is, the threat that somebody that you're supplying to may go under. And I think, you know, for businesses and something that we would continue to help educate them or make sure that they're aware is, you know, it's really a good reminder with regards to how they actually extend credits to businesses, you know, their credit control procedures, you know, make sure that they're, you know, things like trade credit insurance, as an example, that, you know, utilizing that as well. But, you know, it's the current statistics of insolvencies in Ireland aren't actually any worse than they have been in
they're not even back to pre-pandemic levels. Interest rates are probably going to go up this year. That means, you know, the money that you will be charging for your services are going to go up as well.
Yeah, no, that's, I think the expectation is that we might have two 25 bips increases this year. So I guess that's the expectation. We'll all wait and see what happens there. But that's a fair comment.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us, Mark. And have a lovely weekend. That is Mark O'Rourke, the Managing Director of Bibby Financial Services.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.